book of Revelation, chapter 7. Revelation 7, verses 1 through 17 is what we'll be reading this morning. Hear now the reading of the word of the Lord to us, his people. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the bondservants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are clothed in white robes, who are they and where have they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst any more, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." And that is the word of the Lord. As we see, we'll see in other sections of seven, that we see throughout Revelation, as I've said before, there's sections of seven as you go throughout it, and here, there is typically an interlude between the sixth section and the seventh section, like we see here between the sixth seal and the seventh seal. The sixth seal we left off at the end of chapter 6. The seventh seal we'll see in chapter 8, the beginning of chapter 8. And so here is an interlude between the sixth and the seventh here. And while we wait for the seventh seal, everything seems ready for the execution of these judgments from these winds. As it says that these four angels who are standing at the four corners of the earth are holding back the winds, and they are for harming the earth and the sea. And yet another angel comes and calls them and says to remain and stop until the saints of God have the seal on their foreheads. And so here's what is being communicated. If you have the seal on your forehead, you will not be harmed by these judgments, for the Lord has laid on Christ the iniquity of all believers. But if it's not there, if the iniquity being laid on Christ for you, if that's not laid up for you on Him, then these judgments are being held back and ready for you. The woes will be towards you as punishments to the world persecuting and persecuting the wicked. Scripture speaks of sealing, the sealing of believers, a sealing that protects against tampering, that marks ownership. You have been bought with a price, and that certifies genuine character, that you're sealed with the Spirit and are sons of God. That's what the sealing here is. And specifically what the sealing is here, as we learn in other parts of Revelation chapter 14 and then I believe chapter 19 or 22, I forget at the moment. It is a sealing that has the name of the Lamb and the name of the Father on your forehead. Now, do you have the name of the Lamb on you? And do you have the name of the Father on you? Is He working His good work in you? John here numbers the sealed, those who are sealed, 144,000. That is not a literal number, as some cults would think, like Jehovah's Witnesses think that's a literal number. But this is symbolic of the entire church militant. This is a spiritual Israel, the entire church of God, as chapter 14 tells us, they are purchased from the earth. Those who are purchased from the earth, these are them. And now, here is the great comfort. The picture shows this picture of the church militant and these angels holding back the winds that will bring harm to the earth and the sea. And they're being held back. But there's going to be a time when they're not held back, is what's being communicated. But here it transitions from looking at the church militant or those on the earth. And it transitions in verse 9 to the picture of the throne room and the church triumphant. In verses 9 through following. And so that those of God's people will dwell with the Lord before His throne. And God's people will be righteous and holy, for they wear white robes. You, beloved, who have faith, true faith in Jesus Christ, will wear white robes. And they are a great multitude which cannot be counted. Now these are God's elect. Beloved, to stand before the throne means to have fellowship with and render service to and to share in the honor of the Lamb. The palm branches here in their hands represent salvation, which is why they cry out with a loud voice, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And angels are standing around the throne showing their agreement with this adoration of the church triumphant. They're saying amen. And then one elder speaks. It's made clear that even as we think about chapter 5 and then chapter 6 specifically, and the riders, the second and third riders, the black horse, the black rider, the red horse, the red rider, who bring difficulty on the earth, persecution to the church, that here we've heard the cries of the souls of those who have been slaughtered in the last chapter, chapter 6, because of the word and their testimony. And it has also been shown that all these trials are controlled by the one who sits on the throne. And here it's made perfectly clear that God's people don't remain in that tribulation. They don't remain there, but they will stand before the throne. They will stand before the throne and they'll be perfect, and they'll have the white robes on, and they'll have no more tears and no more struggles, no hunger, no thirst. And so here is the great comfort, that even those people who perhaps struggle on the earth, God's people struggle on the earth in chapter 6, as we saw, and then even at the beginning of chapter 7, in that picture that this great destruction's coming. The great comfort in that is that we will stand on the last day with the Lord. And we'll be before His throne forever and ever. Beloved, this is only true of those who have as their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Has He purchased you with His blood is his name and the Father's name written on your forehead. And then you can have great comfort. If not, then you cannot have any comfort, but distress and despair. And if you do have that distress and despair, then may it lead you to Jesus Christ, because you've heard what you need. You need to come to him, and you'll be delivered. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank you for this great news here, and even the greater news that we will hear later in this book, as we even continue to go through this book. We thank you that you are the God who does not leave your people in danger and hungering and with pain and tears forever. But for your people, though we might go through trials now and persecution now and tribulations now on this earth because of sin and because you need to discipline us and because your gospel needs to go forward and all these things, Lord, yet you do not leave us. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are still, we might fear, Lord, you're still with us. And you will bring us before your throne. Even now, spiritually, as you have done so, that you've brought us before your throne. And so because this is a foreshadowing of what we just read, that we will sing the praises before your throne forever and ever. And now we take part in that in just a small way. Lord, bring us to the time when we will be before your throne soon. And may it say, as it says at the very end of this book, Lord, that you, your son is coming soon. May he come soon and deliver us from this present evil age. Oh, Lord, we do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.